This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Commanders lay in 10.5 against the Cowboys.
I don't like this game. I love this game. I'm going to go 0-2 in one game. I'm going to do a David Blaine magic trick. I'm going to show you how to lose twice in the same 3-hour span of the same game. I like the Commanders laying the points, and I like under 44.5. The Cowboys are as lifeless as any team in football, and they have shown you an absolute willingness to play two quarterbacks. They got nothing going for them. You got Micah Parsons in the media still bumping his gums. Commanders are rested, off a bye. I know it's a rookie QB. This violates everything. This is public. This is like me betting the Lions last week. I just think this is a fucking smash spot. That stadium's going to be rocking. They fucking hate the Cowboys. And I just don't think the Cowboys have anything left. If they play anything like the way they played against Houston, they will get fucking demoed in this game. Then you factor in the under 44.5. Can the Cowboys get to 17? I really don't think so. And the Commanders are probably working their way to the upper 20s, right? So if it's a 28-14 kind of game, 27-14 kind of game, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I like the Commanders and the under. And I think it's a great bounce back off the bye for a young quarterback to get it together in film study.
I don't know if I should be disgusted or proud of you, because it's a little bit of both, right?
Like thanks, Dad.
Like last week, you did play some public favorites.
Yeah.
And you went 6-2, not exclusively public favorites. Right. But you said, you know what? I'm going
to
break from my rigid way of doing things.
I had to.
Because the season has been unforgiving.
Yeah.
So I want to be proud of you, but I'm also a little disgusted because this is Mike Valeni taking a home favorite of double digits.
It's disgusting.
Who is backed by every Tom, Dick, and Harry in America. Brad, Chad, and everybody they've ever met are all, you're with them. So I don't know whether to be disgusted or proud of you. All I will say is, I wish you well. I don't have a play.
It's not that easy now. Hold on a minute there, Tito.
No, I get your cap. Washington has a major rest edge on both sides of this. This is a short week for the Cowboys, extra week for the Commanders. They're off a loss. I worry about covering 10.5 because Washington's offense quietly, I know their record looks very good. Offense has been down for them. You got to cover a big number.
Okay,
but so that's, it's a stay away spot.
But that's
for me.
Where the under plays. You know it, and
yeah,
I
yeah, well, that's
know
extra
it.
Gross what you're trying to pull off here.
Wait a minute. I'm not pulling off anything. I'm just a self-respecting
guy. Typically,
we
like
games.
The dog in the under, or we like the favorite in the over, and you're trying to thread the needle here. I kind of feel like you should pick one or the other.
Well, I know, but
see,
for right
people,
now,
he knows.
That's...
You listen. Know what you should do is you should just do the under, because the side is out of character. And unnecessary.
Hold on. Last week,
and unsavory.
Hold on. Last week, I was 2-0 using these public
okay,
idiot
all right,
picks. What do you want me to do?
I'm in no position to lecture you. Go ahead,
no,
bet
you're
both.
Fine.
Bet
you're,
both.
Look, I know this is a bad idea. I'm embracing this, right? This is like going out and saying I'm going to get fucked up at the bar. That's a terrible idea, but you do it anyways. Look at it. Last week, Evan, I got a guy telling me about a bad idea. He's drunk texting me about an 8-cocktail tasting flight he was at.
Evan was on the text too.
I got to listen about bad ideas to this guy. Mike, you're going to, it's unbelievable. Commanders in the under.